everybody. Good morning. Sorry about the delay, but we got here this morning and there was no internet. Everything was just down. So I had to reset and reboot. And I felt like I was on the Millennium Falcon with Han Solo and Chewbacca. Chewie, the hyperdrive is bust. What are we going to do? Whatever the fucking noise that carpet made. Anyway, that's what I felt like. Leanne is here. Look. Yes. There she is. Internet is restored. So that's the reason that we were a little late to, you know, I want a live show. I'm going to get shit.
Yeah. That's it.
If we did a pre-record, like let's say we did one show a week, right?
Yeah.
Not beyond the realms of possibility. Let's say we did one show a week and we recorded it on an unknown day. And then it just went out magically on the same day at the same time every week. Wouldn't that be easier on everybody? Especially the people who've been complaining in the comments section this morning. I'm just thinking, maybe I'll solve your problems.
You see, you could.
I could.
The only thing is we wouldn't be able to speak about our favorite subject.
Which is?
The current weather.
Do we talk about that a lot? No. It is kind of weird, though, since we are going to go in that direction. It rained in Johannesburg last night, which is very weird. And I asked Leanne, because it was her birthday over the weekend, and I'm always curious, like, what is the part of winter we need to be most afraid of? And obviously it has to do with when there's a cold front and all that stuff. But I always think of July as being the coldest.
July is pretty bitter, but if you want to know the proper onset of winter, it's usually my birthday weekend.
Oh, really? So now we're in it.
Where it's like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
But now with this rain, it doesn't feel that cold. I don't know.
Bitcoin Boots says Ass's mic is off.
Off.
Audio is shocking. People are talking about this.
Testing. That's a bit strange.
All right, well, just check that for us, will you? Checking stuff like 30 minutes prior says common sense. No pre-recordings, please. This is the only good live chat. Well, you know, we'd have to see. Is there a Gareth Cliff license we all have to pay for the show to start?
Yes, let's be like the SABC.
Yeah. Dirk says, money on whose fault is this and how furious GC will be when we eventually start. Now, you know, there was a time where I would throw things.
Mm.
I'd have tantrums. I'd shit on everybody. People would be tiptoeing around me for like 3 days afterwards. And then, I don't know, I just realized there's no point in that. And I had a really chilled weekend. I mean, I don't think I left home except to go to the shops and gym and kind of, that's it. It was so nice. Yeah. So I'm really relaxed. I'm chilled. I'm ready for the day. I hope you are too. Okay, so a couple of things we have to get into this morning. I went to Darren Scott's memorial on Saturday. That's the thing I did.
That's the one thing I did.
I was trying to think. I know I did something. I don't like going to those kinds of things. I know you said you haven't been to any since your dad.
Yeah, and that's the main reason why I didn't go.
Yeah.
I made a decision.
But it was really nice. Yeah. Like as nice as those things can be. It was beautiful. I read a review that someone had done, because we talked about funeral reviews last week. Yeah, with Simpiwe. She told me about this guy who's reviewing funerals online. And so I thought I'd give a quick review of Darren Scott's memorial, because I saw so many of the people who we used to work with there, and it was kind of special. Tony Ndoro, Bonnie Simon, ENF, Sasha, John Robbie, Jenny Chris Williams. It was special. David O'Sullivan made the most beautiful tribute. He did a eulogy. Tony Blewett did a eulogy. I mean, you've got these people who are professional radio people. Of course, they're going to do a good job and hit it out of the park, you know. So it was lovely. It was like such a nice, wholesome, funny, great goodbye. And then I know everybody went to a wake afterwards where they probably consumed huge numbers of shooters and things. Oh, for sure. But I wasn't up to that. I was like, nah, I got stuff I have to do. In any case, it's like I love leaving a party before it's over. Mm. I like going, okay, that was fun. Let me get out while it's still hot.
Yeah.
You don't want to be in the dregs. So that was special. It was a nice thing to be at and to see so many of those people too. Mm. I don't know when it's sad when you kind of only see people that you've worked with at things like that.
Yeah.
You know, because people don't. How often do you see the colleagues that you had at your job three jobs ago? Because that's kind of what we're talking about. It's almost
yeah.
it's but like you know 12 what? Years the, later.
The odds of crossing paths is actually quite big. when you're kind of in this industry, same goes for instance, the beauty industry, cosmetics, that I'm in. It's such a small world.
Mm.
You cross paths inevitably.
Yeah. So speaking of cosmetics, maybe you can inform me on who this Lima K. Yali or whatever her name is, the one who interviewed Meghan Markle.
Oh, gosh, I have no idea.
Because she's some kind of makeup guru. She launched her own makeup line. And I thought you might know who she is.
I should.
Yeah, I just someone told me she's worth $100 or $500 million. For selling her makeup line, and I'm like, shit, this girl's done well for someone with no personality.
Yeah.
Because she really does have no personality. Mel van Rooyen says, blow maandag. Oh, come on, Mel. Start the day with a little more pep in you. Thank you, James and Flex, says Barely Vocal Media. And everybody thanking you for sorting out the audio, which is kind of your job. This is like you congratulate a puppy for eating its own food.
Oh, gosh, amen.
Well done. All right. Got it right now. Yay, says everybody. All right. Excellent, excellent.
Good.
Very good. James pressing all the buttons in the control room like a chimpanzee at a typewriter. All right. So you looked her up?
I tried. I don't know if you're talking about Adriana Lima.
No, man. It's someone will know the name in the comments. I couldn't be bothered to look her up. She's got a face this broad. And she's like smiley all the time. No?
No.
No luck. Okay. No. Don't worry about it then. I'm not really that interested in the beauty industry. So you know what? We can pass on this.
I just feel guilty it's for not pass. Knowing. Anyway, someone inform me, please.
What did you do for your birthday?
It's my mom's birthday on the same day, so we went for lunch to La Pereña.
Oh, that's excellent, because they've moved from the south.
They've moved from
the south. They were in Rosettenville.
Yeah, or adjacent.
Yes. I mean, the last time I went there was probably about 3 years, 4 years ago, before they moved.
Oh, no, I went about 20 years ago.
No. So, listen, let me tell you, that neighborhood, they had security guards and things. I wasn't, like, worried for my safety, but it was really crummy. The neighborhood had gone down the tubes.
Yeah.
You know, there were like prostitutes and machoshas walking around the whole place. There were like homeless people passed out. I mean, it was just disgusting. It was like summer when I went, but what a revolting place. And the restaurant was so damned good that people were still coming.
Yeah.
This was a dinner at probably about 7 o'clock at night.
Mm.
And as I drove in, the friend who was with me, she said to me, holy shit, where are we going?
Yeah.
And I said, oh, I'm just selling you to a crack den down the road. So she was calm. She was like, oh, okay, well, make sure it's a good one. So I said, sure.
They finally, no they hang in
did
there.
Did you bring your own needles?
Don't worry, there'll be needles there.
There'll be needles
on the
there.
Floor.
Like, you will probably get HIV and diabetes and God knows what else and all kinds of STDs from this place, but the restaurant that we're going to is amazing beforehand. Before I drop you at the crack, then we'll go there. Because La Pereña has a storied history. I mean, we went in there and they had all the ties hanging from the roof.
They brought them with them.
They made the best peri-peri prawns or chicken, all Portuguese food. It was just magnificent. In fact, when I think about that place, I get hungry.
Yeah.
And then they moved a little while ago.
To Melrose Arch.
Mm. So I'm sorry for people who are not in Joburg. You must be thinking we've lost our minds. But this place is really a big deal in Joburg.
Mm. And yeah, they've brought all their memorabilia. They've got all the stuff up on the walls. The ties are all over.
Yeah.
And actually the 10th, which is it today? No, tomorrow, is Portugal Day.
Ah!
So the timing was good. But they set up outside at Melrose Arch.
Okay.
And had a lady playing on some weird guitar. It's like round, but not a banjo. Weird.
Okay.
Some traditional instruments.
All right.
But we maybe left somebody, when the festivities
maybe one of
started.
The poras who listens to us will know. For fuck's sake, it's La Parina. It's not La Parerina. There is no La. La Parina. Why do you whites keep adding the La? Okay, well, I don't know. Give me a chance. Please give my better half, Christelle, a You know, Durban Dope, I got to explain something to you. When you say give someone a shout out for their birthday, do you understand that that is extremely boring for everyone except your better half? And that it would mean more for her to hear that from you than to hear it from me, because I'm only going to say it because you wrote it. And I don't even want to say it, even though you wrote it. So normally, a nice person would go, well, happy birthday to you, Christelle, which I've just done. So if that's enough, then tune out now, Christelle.
But the entire listener...
But everyone else goes, well,
no one knows Christelle.
What the hell? Well, we have to stop everything for that? Don't do that again. Anyway, Rosettenville is Hillbrow II, says Sugar Shabalala. Yeah, that's about right. Pora Day is during Pride Month. That's nice and gay, says Bitcoin Boat.
Nice and gay.
You see, I knew this would happen. Now Khomotsa says, it's my birthday too.
Oh.
Okay, so Leanne goes somewhere for her birthday. Now we turn this into a birthday show where all we do is give each other birthday wishes. This is going to be fun. I made a big pot of soup, new, fresh one. Made some fires.
Yes.
Watched some series.
Yes.
And watched some older movies again.
Mm.
And I had just such a lovely time. I hardly had to go anywhere. And I'm feeling much better. Head cold gone.
Yeah. The rest is good.
Yeah, it's
terrific.
One
last thing on birthdays. It was my cousin nephew's birthday. But to tell you the story around it.
Yes.
He wanted a gardening party.
How old is this child?
Five.
Five and he wants a gardening party. That's quite sophisticated. All right.
And so there were gardening activities. But the kids absolutely loved it. Getting into the dirt, raking leaves, making pots, planting flowers. They just loved it. They were in their absolute element doing something that didn't involve screens or didn't involve clowns.
That's great. I like this kid already.
Watching stuff. Yeah. And he was leading
activities.
The team with his apron. They had rakes and they were supposed to take these little flower pots home that they'd made, but they planted them all over the garden. My cousin came through. She's like, I've got all these fucking plants in my garden.
Well, that
but
is nice.
But it was
nice.
So nice to see just wholesome, you know, I think kids like to do real stuff. You know, you can give them a play fire engine, but they actually, they want a proper task.
Well, they yearn for the mines. They want to work.
Mm.
And we should we should put them back to work. Because if kids are – I don't believe that we should be punishing them and treating them like slaves. I mean, no one wants to grow up like that.
No.
But I don't think kids have serious tasks to do because their parents don't believe they can or should do them.
Mm.
And therefore – I mean, I know parents who don't give their kids chores to do. Now, I know chores is an American word, but things you have to do around the house for your mum and dad.
Yeah.
There was no option.
Had those,
of course, when we were kids,
washed cars.
Yeah, I don't want to turn this into like, oh, well, when we were growing up, it was much harder. It wasn't harder, it was cooler. Yes, you had to wash the car and you had to pick up dog shit and, you know, a whole lot of things that you had to do. the picking up dog shit was a particularly odious task.
Mm.
But I never felt sorry for myself. Oh, you would complain, and then sometimes you'd get a clap if you complained too much.
But usually you were doing it with a friend or with your siblings.
Yeah, and I didn't feel sorry for myself, and I knew if I did that, then there was a chance of some pocket money, although that was never a guarantee, right?
Yeah. You might get a tip.
You might get a little tip, but you're never sure that you were going to get anything for it. It was just basically it's how you earned your keep in the house.
Yeah.
And sometimes you would make your mom or dad tea. I mean, like simple stuff, not hard work where you had to go out and work in the mines. but kids do like that. They like to have a task and they like to do it well. And I think it's so important for children to have a list of things that they might not want to do, but that they have to do in order to earn, pay the rent for all the stuff that their parents do for them. You know, mow the lawn,
and
that
just
kind
have
of
a
shit.
Routine. Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't feel bad for kids who have to do that stuff. And it's so nice to hear that this cousin-nephew of yours wanted to do a gardening party where everybody had to plant things and, you know.
It was really wholesome.
Yeah, that's lovely.
I mean, there was a jumping castle, but I'd say both activities were equally enjoyed.
Oh, somebody says that the woman in question is Jamie Kern Lima. That's the one who interviewed.
Jamie Kern Lima.
Yeah. Don't bother looking her up. Her face will fill up your whole screen and you'll never get her off. She will squeeze onto your screen and she'll be stuck in the corners for days.
Well, my phone
She's enormous.
Case break.
Her head is this fucking big, Leanne. You have no idea what you're looking for.
What is wrong with her?
I don't know. She must have hydrocephaly or something.
Oh, man.
Yes, there's a problem. I watched Boston Legal this weekend. It's hardly aged. So brilliant and intelligent. You know, Bronwyn, that was one of my favorite shows.
Yes,
I actually
think so clever.
I think I watched it to such a degree that it convinced my sister she should go into law. I mean, that could have been a part of it. I don't think that's the whole reason. But that show was awesome. James Spader, William Shatner. God, it was good. Good morning, all. What series can Gareth recommend? I'm looking for something good to watch, says Errol Mayer. That's why kids are doing so well in the cobalt mines in the Congo, says Bitcoin Boot. The series, so there are a couple. I mean, I didn't really find one that I liked. That's why I said old movies as well, because I went back to that. Somebody suggested some mob show that I started, but I just couldn't get into it. I watched like an episode of it, and then I thought, nah, I can't watch this. This is horrible. Oh, by the way, later on in the show, it's going to be one of my I can just tell I'm going to love this. We're going to talk to Des Latham, who does a South African history podcast, which I cannot wait to talk to him about.
Might as well go home then.
Yeah, you could just sit here with a mouthful of teeth. Des Latham is a South African broadcaster, writer, podcast host.
I know the
History of South Africa, which is his podcast. And he has been in print media, TV, digital platforms, all over the place. So I'm just really excited to talk to him about history. So anyway, you were saying series?
I was saying I'm watching The Righteous Gemstones.
Oh, yeah. That's apparently fantastic.
It took me a while to get into, but, you know, it's the sense of humor, but I eventually got into it. And now, yeah, it just doesn't want to end, though. I haven't checked how many seasons there are, but it's just never ending.
There was also a lot of sport on this weekend. And don't worry, I'm not going to bore you with a sports report because I just think it's a waste of time post of our attempt, our horrible, heinous attempt at this last week. But I did watch a little bit of the French Open. And I saw the comrades. I saw it in the background.
Yeah.
Okay. And I still don't get it. I mean, it's great for all these people who just, they look so unhappy and so miserable and in such pain.
Such pain.
But you know what?
You know what it's good for is the area and tourism and things like that.
Oh, please. What does it do for tourism? Don't want to see those people. Have you seen what a mess they leave in their wake? There's shit lying everywhere in the streets.
No, but I'm talking about like the small businesses that don't get much, the Airbnbs, the little...
What, do you think I'm going to suddenly drive to Maritzburg because I saw something on the comrades route? What are you talking about?
I read an article.
What
I
a
read
lot of
an
shit.
Article
this
on
must have
how...
been written by someone deaf, dumb, blind, and mute.
Let me find it.
Really? Yeah, good luck, because deaf, dumb, blind, mute people don't usually put their byline in.
And look, it was the Comrades. I read the headline and then I didn't read any more. But
yeah, because you couldn't have given a shit. That's right.
No, I couldn't.
And that's how I feel about the Comrades.
You brought it up.
Well, I do think it's ludicrous. I mean, there's some people who've run 30 of these things. Have you seen?
Well, I mean,
they get like wreaths. Don't ask me how I know this stuff, but they get a wreath for every 10 years that they run. So there's some chick who looked, I mean, like she was having her worst day, her worst hair day, worst skin day, worst muscle day. And they give her this thing with like 30 years of running or whatever. And she like smiles, but you could tell she's like, just leave me alone. I have run out of, all my muscles are basically cooked to a well-done, medium to well-done temperature at this point.
They look hungry,
they
tired.
They look so angry and hungry. And, oh, it's so bad. I mean, listen, respect to you guys. Great, good for you. I do not understand running. I just don't get it at all. It means absolutely nothing to me. My cunt says, Gareth and Leanne giving parenting advice. Get knotted. Sometimes we give better parenting advice than most of the parents I know. So take it or leave it.
Remember, we observe a lot of parenting.
And remember, I can be as rude and objective and shitty about your kids as I want because they're not mine. So wouldn't you prefer me to be honest about them than to have some other parent who's just trying to say nice things about your kids so you'll say nice things about their kid?
Comrades Marathon brings tourism and jobs to KZN.
I don't...
600
Leanne,
million rand in economic activity.
Yeah.
You 600
went,
million.
You went and looked that up. First of all, I don't believe a word of that. Where does that money go?
I don't know, but that's
what,
the article I read.
What, a Boerewors stall on...
It was in The Witness. I saw the headline. Brings
on Polly
in
600 Shorts.
Million.
I mean, I don't believe it. I just don't. I don't believe it. First of all, eThekwini, Durban, is a disaster. It's like it's been exploded by nuclear holocaust, that place. It's a disaster. Durban is so shit. And I'm sorry, Durban people. Durban Dope's in here asking me to give shout-outs to his girlfriend for her birthday. Durban is a toilet. It's absolutely horrific. I have no desire to ever go there again in my life. That's how bad I think Durban is. And I've got friends there and I used to have property there and all that kind of thing. I'm not interested in Durban at all. Mm. It's just not great.
Well, then thank goodness
they've
got this.
As for Maritzburg, are you kidding? As for Maritzburg, ugh, what a disaster. Maritzburg is revolting. So I don't see why anyone would want to go along the road in between. And if Leanne is right and there's 600 million in money that comes into that, I want to know how that happens. It cannot possibly be. Maybe people are buying running shoes. I'm trying to figure it out. Like, how would a Comrades Marathon help the local economy? Just for that day.
Accommodation?
But for that day when people are eating and sleeping somewhere.
There's a massive build-up to it as well. That there would be a whole big build-up with stands, people selling things, like you say, shoes.
I don't know. And Adele says, what, like Joburg is a gem? No, it's definitely not. Again, the municipal and local governments in this country have done a terrible job. Except Cape Town. Cape Town has run very well.
Mm-hmm.
I saw in the news over the weekend, and maybe you saw this too, Helen Ziller is toying with the idea of running for Joburg mayor.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch the roasting of Helen Ziller?
No, I didn't.
Couldn't bring yourself to do that.
No, I don't think I don't know. Let me just, one day maybe I'll get to it, maybe I won't. Mm. I'm not that interested. Just not that interested. The city gets cut in half. You can't drive from north to south with clipping runners during the Comrades. Yeah, I think it must be frustrating to live there during Comrades, especially along that highway. Mm. Or the roads that they run on. It's not a highway that they run on most of the time. Gareth, don't be so retarded. There are 23,000 runners, plus their families, organizers, etc. But these are, what kind of people run?
Everybody.
You can put them in a tent, man. You could put all of them in a tent. Surely. They don't need something fancy. They run.
You don't know enough about this to have that sort of opinion.
These people need food, accommodation, etc. That's where the money comes from.
Yeah.
600 million? I don't know. Old chap that did 50th, his 50th comrades. Goodness. It's over 4,500 kilometers, excluding his training runs. Remember Wally Hayward?
Does ring a bell.
Yeah, he was that very, very old man. He won like just after World War One.
Yeah, he was before Bruce Fordyce.
And then he kept running and he kept running. And eventually, I think he, in his 70s or something, or 80s even, he ran. It helps the pharmacy and the pasta shops, says Roald Roald. Then Chris says government funding for the spaza store that belongs to Cyril. That's probably true. Audrey says that roast was horrendous.
Yeah, it was a difficult watch.
Oh, did you not enjoy it?
No, but I knew that I should watch it just because it's one of those things, if you're in the media, you should.
Oh, really? So yeah. Why was it a difficult watch? Was it cuck? Was it like embarrassingly bad? Was the writing bad?
There were parts that were quite shocking. I was surprised at how far they would go. And those are the parts that I enjoyed. But, no, you know, sometimes South African humor is a bit cringe.
Oh, really? So it was awkward.
But it was okay. It wasn't too bad.
Okay. Johannesburg is the cuckest place ever, says Mike Reed. Apart from the Cape Flats. At least they still fix our road, though, unlike in Johannesburg, says Mapelo. No, but they probably only fixed it for the comrades.
Oh.
I don't know. I didn't watch enough of this. And let me be clear about this. Not everybody has to like the same things. You might be a massive fan of the comrades and you're doing it. I mean, I got into a conversation I didn't want to be in the other day with some dude who's a triathlon runner and swimmer. Obviously, triathlon, you swim, you cycle, you run.
Mm.
And this guy was talking about, you're in a batra suit. Apparently, that's what you call it.
A tri-suit.
I mean.
So you can do all three things in it.
Yeah. Imagine how revolting that is.
No, Garrett, I'm with you in not being a sports person.
No.
But we don't know. You don't know how they're feeling.
They look stupid in them. That's what I'll say. And I know that these runners sometimes shit and piss while they're running.
Yeah.
Right. Because they want to win. It's more important to get to the finish line quickly than it is to keep your ass clean. This is the kind of priorities you have to put in place if you're a runner.
Yeah.
And I think that's revolting. I think you should be judged on that. I don't care about how many medals you've got. If you shit yourself while you're running, that's embarrassing beyond belief and you should stop. Go to jail, if you ask me. You should go directly to jail. But it doesn't matter what I have to say or whether I like running because I'm not in charge of running. So you can run as much as you like. You can run and run and run to your heart's content, but you can't make me like running. Just like I can't make you not like running. And if the comrades is your thing, I've never liked it because it sounds slightly communist to me.
Running.
Comrades. I don't like that. I think only the evil man runneth because nothing is chasing him is from the Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's straight out of God's mouth, not mine. And again, to go back to what we were saying earlier, they all look so unhappy, in such pain.
Yeah, look, my mom did the comrades.
She did?
Walking. You've got the comrades walking marathon as well.
And she did that before 5 o'clock?
What do you mean?
Because you can't.
No, it's not the same distance.
Oh,
excuse me.
Oh, it's much shorter.
Yes, yeah. But it's, I mean, you lose all your toenails, the same sort of thing.
Ugh.
But it was an achievement for her, and she likes looking at that photo now while she sits in her wheelchair, bless her. But it's an achievement for some people.
No, sure it is. I have friends who've done it.
Mm.
They're very proud of themselves. It's
just not for me.
I don't have to be proud of you. I can laugh and ridicule and mock and point and cajole you in public as much as I like, just like you can say you don't understand. And maybe I don't. If I ever take to running, come to my house with a shotgun and shoot me.
There's no way in hell you're ever going to run in
your lifetime.
I don't
think I ever will.
No.
Some love pain through running and others love BDSM. Who are we to judge, says Dirk. Even Gayton stopped trying to lose weight. He's like, what the hell? Put me in charge of the farm food. Gray says marathon runners look like they just stepped out of Holodomor. What is Holodomor?
They don't care what they look like.
No, they don't.
It's all about performance.
No, they want to, and I mean, listen, there's some people who I have tremendous respect for who've done this a lot of times, and they are dedicated athletes. They're disciplined. That I can understand, but the whole idea of running between Durban and Maritzburg is just, it's like, what? You know, when Pheidippides, so the idea of the marathon comes from Pheidippides, who ran to warn the Greeks of the city-states against the Persians.
Is this a real character?
Yes.
A real person,
yes,
not a character?
Yes, in ancient Greece. That's where there's a place called Marathon, and that is why the marathon is a certain distance. Don't ask me what it is, because I don't care about running. But Pheidippides ran with all of his might to warn the Greeks of the impending doom of the Persians.
I thought it was a woman, Pheidippides.
No.
I honestly did.
No, it wasn't a woman called Faye.
And I thought, well, that's quite good that this woman's in history and that she ran so
Dippities.
Much.
No, it was a guy. All right, so that's how it all came about. And I think that's a great story because why? There was urgency. The Persians were coming. You know, it's like when Paul Revere, rode to warn the American colonies that the British were coming. It was urgent. And yes, the British and the Persians in the other story were coming and they were going to kill you. So there was a good reason for you to exert some athletic force and get there as quickly as you could. But what's the urgency from Maritzburg to Durban?
Now, if you've got time to pick what you're going to wear, like your tripod is whatever tripod thing you're wearing.
What is that? Yeah, what is that? Tri-suit. No, but the
then
runners.
Then there's no urgency.
The runners were just, okay, one thing I do think in mitigation of all the shit things I said about running, it is a cheap thing to be able to do. Like you need a pair of shoes, good ones, but those don't have to set you back thousands and thousands of rands. Mm. And you need a pair of shorts and a vest. Mm. And the women's uniform's the same as the men. None of it's flattering. None of it looks good. You never see a runner and go, shit, that runner looks hot. No one ever said that.
Long
right?
distance
guys,
runner.
Flex, James, am I right? You ever gone past a runner and gone, yo, she is smoking?
The sprinters, that's a different story. I remember having crushes on the 100 meter sprinters. They had really good bodies, but not so much long distance.
Who died while running naked, says Christian Buerta. I don't know. Is there a story about that?
I don't know.
I think Darius was a Mede, not a Persian. he was the Persian king. But nice story there, Slippery Pickle. Runners are way better people than cyclists, says Jethro. It's a much of a muchness, eh? You know, I've always said this. I don't want to labor the point because I've made it before so many times. But in a running race, and I understand in the comrades they're gold medals. For the first 10, I used to know this stuff. Then there's silver medals for, I don't know, there's a cutoff or whatever. Maybe they're 25 silver medals. Then they give bronze until 5 in the afternoon. So I get the winner, the second place, get the, even up to 10 where you can still get a gold medal. I get silver. Lekker, if you could say to people, I got a silver medal at the comrades, that's good. But after given 50 bronzes, it's time to cut it off. Those pathetic people who straggle across, you fight me if you want to. You don't need my permission to enjoy running, and you don't have to agree with me on this. But when you hear that someone has crossed the finish line and you are still 10 hours behind, give up. Go home. No good will come of this. You are wasting everyone's time. Just get out of there. Open the road to traffic so it can get back to normal and people can go and spend that $600 million that Leanne lies about tourists springing to Maritzburg. It's not going to happen. Just go home. It's over. There is no need for you to carry on running once you've heard from someone on the route that somebody won. It's not you. So why are you still there?
It's not about winning.
It is.
They're not doing it for anyone but themselves, man.
Gerda Steyn always looks like she can go back and do the run again for shits and giggles. What a machine, says Kevin Harris. Yeah, she's quite impressive. I mean, listen, I remember watching Bruce Fordyce when we were kids and thinking, this guy is unbelievable. He's just undefeatable. There were still people running after 5 o'clock. Very embarrassing. They're just holding up traffic, says Mapelo.
Very embarrassing.
Chris Smith says if Gareth could run the comrades, he would get to the studio on time. No, the two are not related. See, we have cars these days, which is a phenomenal thing. Because when Faye Dippides, that woman Leanne thinks was a woman, when Faye Dippides ran that marathon, they didn't have cars. It would have made, the Greeks would have had a little more time. Christian says Faye Dippides died to report on the victory of the Battle of Marathon. Perhaps. You had a chance to Google it. I'm pulling this out of my asshole, my out of memory. Gareth says if you're not first at the comrades, turn around and go home until next year. That's what they reckon IOL will be. Yes, yes. I'd be happy to put that in quote marks and attribute it directly to what I said on the show this morning. Gareth, how's your vegetable garden? You need some kids to till the soil. I would not like to hire other people. If I had my own children, I'd put them to work there. But I wouldn't hire someone else's kids, otherwise I'd have to pay them. And I don't want to be accused of enslaving other people's children. Koketso says, have you heard of John Aquari, the one who came last in a marathon race in 1969? No, but tell me that story because it does sound interesting. Gerda Steyn is quite nice on the eyes. Trump mustn't take that one, says Carl. Okay, fair enough. The urgency today is that the comrades are coming. Yes, but I think what you're talking about is the communist comrades who are coming to steal your things.
Yeah.
Okay. If we pull together 100,000 rand, would you do it? What, the comrades?
For
100,000 rand? You'd have to do a lot better.
You'd have
than
to
that.
Pay me that to run 3Ks.
I once did run 3Ks and I came 11th against just women. Remember that race that I did in Cape Town?
Very vaguely.
Anyway. I find running extremely unpleasant. I don't know how else to put it. And if you're a runner, keep doing it. At least you're not fat.
I mean, I can't speak to...
Actually, there were some fat people at the comrades. I saw them.
I can't speak to the comrades, but the most I've done is a 10K race.
That's quite hectic. And that's quite a distance, Leanne.
I'll never forget that. It was really an amazing experience.
You enjoyed it.
Through town at night, through Joburg. Yeah. I really enjoyed it. I was super proud of myself.
You ran the whole way?
Yes.
How old were you?
It was probably...
I just want to check if it was around the time of Chernobyl or Three Mile Island.
I was probably in my 30s, late 30s.
Okay. That's very good.
Yeah.
All right.
Again, very proud.
If I meet someone who's won a gold or a silver or, you know, made it in really good time at the comrades this year, of course I'll be impressed. But I'm not impressed with the person who comes 5,320th. Why should anyone be? That's a participation
trophy. They need to
trophy.
Be. That's all.
The most I've done is a 75-kilometer cycle race, says Bitcoin Boot. That's substantial. I mean, I know someone who swam, a friend of mine, swam 4,500 Ks over a period of days. He didn't, and not consecutively. Mm. But
otherwise, he would have been a prune.
Can you hear that?
Hear that?
Like
thunder.
There is thunder and lightning in Joburg.
It's crazy.
Wow. Okay. Let's move on from that, though, because that wasn't the only thing that happened over the weekend. And the whole reason we got onto it was because they say Helen Ziller might want to run for Joburg mayor. I think it would be a good idea. If she's still got the energy to do that, and she takes no nonsense.
Yeah.
and she can get shit working.
She certainly looks like she has the energy to do it.
Oh, yeah.
And the mental wherewithal.
I wouldn't mind if she did that. I really wouldn't. Leanne, were you pre-bionic when you did the 10 kilometers?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. How's the hip coming along?
Good. I've got one more day on my crutch. And then I'll be driving.
Back to the car. So you've been Ubering around everywhere.
Yes. I have spent, I calculated it, over 3,000 rand on Ubers.
Wow.
And I'm so tired of people driving me around. It feels like it's a luxury, but it's not.
No. And it,
not when you have to put in a stop for a petrol station.
Yeah.
You know, to go and get a Coke or something.
Absolutely.
It's so, so annoying.
And you're going to work normally and everything.
Yes, yeah.
Sure. Okay. Gareth, Slippery Pickle says, have you seen the riots in LA? Apparently the National Guard has been deployed, which is... Have we got Hanan? Are you struggling with that? Okay, well, don't bother with Hanan today. Just tell him he can have the morning off. We've got such Wi-Fi problems, you have no idea. Slippery Pickle says, have you seen the riots in LA? The National Guard's been deployed, raising the normal concerns of breaking posse comitatus, which is about the rights for rioters, for people who are protesting, and for people who are on the street not to be violently taken down by the police or by law and order in a more general sense. And posse comitatus also has to do with people in roving bands causing trouble. I have seen some of the stories in the news. I've been kind of paying attention to the feed on Twitter because I don't watch TV news or you know, go to news websites. What I do know is that this is – it's got to do with the fact that there are ICE agents, border agents – who are going around and arresting illegal immigrants and taking them to detention centers, and they're going to be deported. And, of course, lots of people in L.A. are illegal immigrants or have friends in who are illegal immigrants, or there's some complication around that, and therefore they are furious about this. There are also a lot of left-wing lunatics in L.A. who have stormed detention centers and things like this. They've been throwing rocks at cars, bricks, Molotov cocktails. And California's a bit of a mess. California's been run by Gavin Newsom. He's the governor for a long time. He says, oh, my God, you can't deploy the National Guard. But actually, he has no way to handle the situation that's broken out. So LA is a bit of a mess right now. Mm. I wanted 5 kilometers when I was 14. It was a furniture store who hosted it. I had the choice of a bed or a BMX for winning the prize. Says
that's nice.
Isn't that great? Yeah, the peasants are revolting, says Jethro Hill in LA. People are waving their Mexican flags all over. That's quite right, that Don Kitty. I saw a guy who had set fire to a car or whatever, and he was riding around on a bike with his Mexican flag. I'm sorry, if you're in the U.S. and you're riding around with the Mexican flag, straight to the deportation center. Why would we want to keep you in South Africa if you were setting fire to stuff and destroying property and you were waving a Malawian flag? Why would we put up with that? We wouldn't. The truth is, no country has to. I don't see why a special rule is made for America that they have to be extra nice to badly behaved illegal immigrants. So we'll see what happens. Criminals have rights more than citizens do, says that Don Kenning. Yeah, I don't think they should. Next week, I'll be attending Gas Motor Show for the first time, says Mapelo. A lot of drifting car stunts, built cars and more. That sounds pretty cool. I would, I'd be keen to see something like that. There are actually lots of these little things going on. Mm. Did I tell you I went to a tequila festival the other day?
Oh, that's up your alley.
Yeah. I said to the friends who I was there with, right, we're going to go through that list from the top to the bottom. We did it very quickly.
And you were still fine.
Oh, perfect. Oh, yeah.
How still many
went
were
out for
they?
Supper afterwards. And, oh, I don't know, 15.
Oh, okay.
But
was it good stuff? I mean, it wasn't.
No, there was some.
Yeah.
Some. There were. You know, they try to smuggle in those blancos, the silver tequila. Nobody likes that.
Mm.
Nobody deserves that. You know, you should wash pots with that stuff. You shouldn't drink it. Mm. And they can use silver tequila in cocktails, but not in shots.
Mm.
Anyway, we got to take a break because it's 7 o'clock already. I know we only started the show 7:15 because of the internet problems. But we're here and we're live and we're ready to take care of you through the course of the rest of the day. Plus, we've got Des Latham coming in a short while to talk about history. So maybe he can help you with Faye Dippides as well.
Faye Dippides.
And a whole lot of other stuff. Don't go anywhere.